My lady love, my dove. It's been my habit for many years to take a nap after lunch. I settle myself in a chair in the living room with a cushion behind my head and my feet up on a small square leather stool, and I read until I drop off. On this Friday afternoon I was in my chair and feeling as comfortable as ever with a book in my hands, an old favourite, Doubleday and Westwood's The Genera of Diurnal Lepidoptera, when my wife, who's never been a silent lady, began to talk to me from the sofa opposite. "These two people," she said. "What time are they coming?" I made no answer. So she repeated the question, louder this time. I told her politely that I didn't know. "I don't think I like them very much," she said, "especially him." "No, dear. All right." "Arthur?" I said, "I don't think I like them very much." I lowered my book and looked across at her lying with her feet up on the sofa, flipping over the pages of some fashion magazine. "We've only met them once," I said. "A dreadful man, really. Never stopped telling jokes or stories or something." "I'm sure you'll manage them very well, dear."
"And she's pretty frightful, too. When do you think they'll arrive?"
"Somewhere around 6 o'clock, I guessed.
"But don't you think they're awful?" she asked, pointing at me with her finger.
"Well, they're too awful. They really are. We can hardly put them off now, Pamela."
"They're absolutely the end," she said.
"Then why did you ask them?" The question.